KFIZ News Time is 10:38, coming up on 10:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios. It's a Thursday. It's July 15th of 2021. And we thank you so much for coming along with us here on a busy Thursday morning. Joined now for a final conversation this morning by Fond du Lac City Manager Joe Moore. Joins us once a month to talk about city news and city topics. Of course, council met last night. We'll talk about that. And, boy, busy events season. Feels like actual true summertime here in Fond du Lac, that's for sure, as we are joined by Joe on the phone lines here this morning. Joe, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Doing great, Spencer. Good to be with you.
Thanks so much.
Kind of a busy day today. Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking, as you were doing the intro, I was thinking tonight's a good example of summertime because you've got the new night market that's kicked off 2 weeks ago. It's coming back tonight at 5 mm-hmm. on Main Street. You've got the Dock Spiders game kicking at 6:35, and you got the County Fair night number 2 this night without rain, according to your forecast. So, you know, a lot going on just today. It's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I was about to say it feels, and I said it feels definitely more like a summertime that really is a summertime compared to last year in 2020 when we know things were either modified or postponed or canceled. And you know, we don't need to talk about you know all the changes and all the pivots and all that stuff and rehash all of that for folks because we all lived it, we all experienced it. But just to see so many things going on in their full capacity. And really just all happening on a beautiful summer evening, at least that's what we're hoping for, from, you know, the city manager's perspective, from our perspective here at the station, and from just the general public perspective, I think we're all pretty happy about where we're at.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, you think about, just this weekend, you know, the Thelma Street Concert, the thing they do once a year to really celebrate the music for the summer is this Saturday, and they're going to have a couple of acts on Sheboygan Street out in front of the Thelma. And that'll be a nice night. Of course, the County Fair will continue through Sunday. That draws in so many thousands of people. And, you know, I was listening to your forecast thinking, oh, that sounds perfect for the fair for the next 4 days. So I'm really happy about that. But, you know, there's just a lot of good things going on. I was over at the 4th Street ball fields the other day watching some young kids play, and I just found myself thinking it really does feel good to be out sitting on the bleachers watching baseball, and of all ages, right? You know, whether it's the Brewers or the Dock Spiders or Timber Rattlers or even the little kids, it's really nice. And you know, I appreciate it a lot. I probably took it for granted, so I've been thinking a lot about how much I appreciate those things, and it's really nice to get them back.
Yeah, for sure, it is. And I'll be out at the fair tonight, maybe one more time this week, and, you know, street concert. You got great national acts coming in for the fair, for the musical acts, too, so lots for people to enjoy. And, you know, it's a great summer, and like we talked about, that great forecast to do just that. Joe, with the council meeting last night, obviously the big news is the continuation and I guess now finally putting to rest, I guess you could say, the whole Lakeside Park situation and the council approving a settlement agreement with Lakeside Ford last night. I think we all know how we got to this point, but the council voting to accept this settlement with Lakeside Ford. Just in general, can you tell us more kind of about what the settlement entails and why this was probably the decision that needed to be made going forward?
You bet. Sure. So people will remember that we had a contract with Lakeside Ford, and just cutting to the chase, the contract required the city to do some things, and it required Lakeside Ford to do some things. And among those things was put forth a certain amount of money from each side to pursue a pretty significant list of projects out in the park. The leading one of those was a restaurant by the lighthouse. And council decided not to go that route, and then council also said, hey, Joe, you need to figure out a way to negotiate a conclusion to this contract. And so that's the last few weeks what we've been doing. And I had a good feeling about that, those conversations, and I felt that what we brought forth to the city council last night, and by the way, for people listening, I thought that you, on your website, you did a really nice job of summarizing last night's meeting for people who want to read about it. The idea that this would completely and forever eliminate any and all liabilities, any threat of any lawsuit, either by the city or against the city. It would make whole those contractors who had expended funds in preparation for starting construction, whether that was for design or engineering or other studies, et cetera. The typical things that you would expect any design firms or engineering firms or contractors to have done during the many months of prep as they're getting ready to break ground. And so what the conclusion of last night brought us to was a peaceful conclusion that makes those folks whole. It eliminates any threat of lawsuits, and we can start fresh in terms of conversations about parks or any other things without the sort of dark cloud of, you know, the lack of closure for that conversation. So we did get that closure last night, and I think that's probably the most important takeaway.
$377,000, if I'm not mistaken, was the final total, over $370,000. Obviously not a drop in the bucket per se. And when you compare, obviously, the settlement versus potential litigation and lawsuits, the settlement probably the way to go, because we can all agree the a lawsuit probably not good for anybody involved. But when it comes to the payment itself, I know the budget, if I'm not mistaken, was amended to make that payment. What does that mean in the long term for city finance wise, Joe?
Yeah, thanks for asking. That's a good question. We have a rule internally that we will always have at least 15% of whatever our annual expenditures are in reserve. And I think we probably all do that in our personal lives to some extent, too. Sort of the account we can go to if we really need to. And so what this does is, as I said, the baseline for us internally, I'm always going to have at least 15% of what I'm going to spend for the year in the reserve account. We had about, we were on target to be at about 18.5% at the end of this year. With this payment, will be just below 18%. I know I've thrown a lot of numbers out there, but it's to illustrate that it's definitely an expenditure. There's no two ways about that. But its effect to our reserve account is fairly minimal, and the effect on the budget essentially is nothing, because we're taking it from the reserve account. So, again, it's a significant amount of money, no doubt, but in the scope of our organization's multitude of budgets and our reserve account, it was something that we could absorb without having to alter any operations or our operating budget.
And that's certainly a positive to take away, because when you see a figure like this, any figure that's not an anticipated amount, something you don't budget for, I don't want to equate it to something, you know, minuscule. You know, we're talking about a settlement with Lakeside Ford Group. You know, it's kind of like a car repair or some sort of medical emergency in our everyday lives, right? You want to make sure you have that money in case you need it, that maybe rainy day type of fund that people talk about. But a positive what we could take away is what you just said, Joe, about the $377,000 payment. That's not going to impact any other city service here in 2021, and that's a positive thing to take away, right?
Yeah, I mean, not now and not in the future either, as far as the effect on our operations. The other thing, too, is if the choice were between standing by and awaiting a lawsuit or trying to negotiate a peaceful conclusion through a settlement, it seemed to me preferable to do the latter and to try to work together to conclude this via a settlement, because all those things that you just described as being concluded and certain and a known dollar amount, Had we decided to go the other route and really have a collision in court, all those things become unknowns, and the likelihood is that the outlay, financial outlay, becomes much more significant than would be the settlement agreement. And so I thought that the way to pursue this was via a settlement rather than in the court. And so that's another reason for it as well.
From this point forward, obviously, there's still a lot of work and a lot of discussions to be done. But we heard from John Pappenheim for the Friends of Lakeside Park earlier in the show, and he talked about wanting to move the community forward and heal the divisions that came about from this discussions about Lakeside Park. Became a very passionate topic, very hot button topic here in the community. From the city manager's perspective, where do we start from that kind of task to move forward past this and maybe restart discussions about how to improve Lakeside Park or other parks or other community improvements?
Yeah, the conversations about parks and park improvements, they've always taken place. They've always resulted in improvements, and they'll continue to take place and result in improvements. I have no doubt about that for Lakeside Park or for any of the parks. One thing I think that's important is, and this I think applies to any time you've got a disagreement about an idea, is if we can focus the conversation on the idea rather than the people that are expressing it or have concerns with it, I think that's a step in the right direction. So, as we talk about various initiatives, I think it's great to acknowledge that really bright people can disagree. And you can disagree somewhat, even, extremely in some cases. But if we're talking about the idea itself and not the person who is expressing it or the person who's expressing the concerns, I think that is very helpful. And that's what I would encourage people to do, both internally inside our organization and externally throughout the community. I think that would be very helpful.
Joe, thanks for the time. As always, we'll see you out and about this summer. We'll talk again next month. Have a great day.
Thank you, Spencer.
City Manager Joe Moore joining us here on KFIZ, telling us more about Lakeside Park or the settlement agreement from last night's council meeting. Also talking about a busy summer of events here in the Fond du Lac.